Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
So, friends, have you heard the one about the Secret Service deleting its text messages from January 5 and January 6th, you know, right around the time of the insurrection? It's quite a tale. Let's talk about it, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So friends, why should a single day go by without us learning about some new governmental shenanigans, malfeasance, corruption, maybe a little outright crime? We now know that text messages of Secret Service officers from January 5 and January 6, 2021, text messages that undoubtedly would have shed some important light on, among other things, what Donald Trump was up to at the time of the insurrection, those text messages have been deleted by the Secret Service. Here's the new reporting from CNN. Secret Service erased text messages from January 5 and 6, 2021, after oversight officials asked for them. And that article begins, the U.S. Secret Service erased text messages from January 5 and 6 shortly after they were requested by oversight officials investigating the agency's response to the U.S. Capitol riot, according to a letter given to the House Select Committee investigating the insurrection. And here is part of a letter that was written by the Inspector General, the person who was seeking this evidence, a gentleman named Joseph Kafari. Here's part of a letter he wrote to Representative Benny Thompson and other members of Congress. The Office of the Inspector General notified Benny Thompson and others that, quote, many U.S. Secret Service text messages from January 5 and 6, 2021, were erased as part of a device replacement program. The U.S. Secret Service erased those text messages after, italicized, after OIG, the Office of the Inspector General, requested records of electronic communications from the U.S. Secret Service as part of our evaluation of events at the Capitol on January 6th. Friends, now I'm going to talk about something that probably qualifies as irony. When I was a federal prosecutor at the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office, and we seized evidence, computers or cell phones, and we needed to have forensic searches conducted of the computers or of the cell phones. You know where I went? I didn't go to the Metropolitan Police Department. I didn't even go to the FBI lab down at Quantico, although I used their services regularly for other forensic endeavors. No, I went to the U.S. Secret Service Forensic Science Division. That was the unit that we most often used to conduct forensic searches of cell phones. And they were really good at what they did. They were especially good at retrieving things that had been deleted from cell phones or deleted from computers. I'm betting they probably still are good at what they do. And in fact, if you look at the U.S. Secret Service website, you'll see that they think they're pretty good at what they do. There's the website for the Secret Service touting their forensic expertise, in processing and analyzing digital multimedia items of evidence, expertise in cyber forensics, which includes a cyber workforce of special agents and forensic analysts dedicated to conducting advanced computer, mobile device, that would be cell phones, and vehicle infotainment systems forensic examinations using specialized methods, software, and equipment. And their cyber forensic teams work to identify and secure criminal evidence for prosecution. I guess, except when they're deleting their own text messages that are of enormous investigative value. So yes, now there has to be an investigation to try to determine if this was a nefarious destruction of evidence, perhaps even to try to protect Donald Trump, or if it was only a horrifically reckless, negligent destruction of evidence by the Secret Service. But regardless of the outcome of that investigation, what has to happen now is the Secret Service officers who were texting on January 5th, on January 6th, who have information and evidence relevant to the insurrection, they have to testify, along with Mike Pence. Remember on January 6th, as Trump's angry mob descended on the Capitol, as they hunted for Mike Pence, as they were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," the Secret Service tried to convince Mike Pence to get in the car so they could whisk him away. And Mike Pence said those six words that Representative Raskin said were chilling: "I'm not getting in that car." And he didn't. Mike Pence needs to testify. I would say Mike Pence needs to man up, but I abandoned that phrase a long time ago. Certainly when we saw heroes like Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, Dr. Fiona Hill, most recently Cassidy Hutchinson, testify, stand up to Trump heroically. No, Mike Pence needs to woman up. Look, I know Mike Pence thinks he's still in political play, right? Like there is some self-respecting voter in America that would cast their vote for Mike Pence the way he enabled Donald Trump's crimes and victimization of the American people for 4 years. You know, Mike Pence is not in political play. Give it up, sport. But you know what? You can still salvage a little bit of your self-respect and maybe even help move our democracy forward by stepping up and testifying. Testifying about that relentless pressure campaign by Donald Trump, trying to get you to do the wrong thing, the unlawful thing, the unconstitutional thing, the undemocratic thing, the unpatriotic thing. Woman up. Grow a spine. Testify. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.